This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Lakewood police shot and killed a man around 3 o'clock this morning after they say he pointed a gun at them. The shooting happened outside in the Belmar shopping district. According to police, the man threatened two officers after they tried to talk to him about a trespassing call. Police have only identified the suspect as a white male. Congress is back, and there's a three-week sprint to the end of session. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on some priorities.
Topping the list is the annual defense policy bill. The bill, known as the NDAA, has passed Congress every year for more than 60 years, but the House and Senate have different top-line numbers. They'll have 3 weeks to reconcile the difference. The other big to-do item is government funding, which is set to expire on December 20th. Congress will likely pass another temporary spending measure that lasts into the start of the Trump administration. The 2018 farm bill is also most likely to get extended as well. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado dairies brought in more than $1 billion in cow milk sales last year, and soon the Colorado State University Food Innovation Center in Denver will offer entrepreneurs in the field a space to experiment and develop new products. Center Director Mike Gable says the facility should be operational by the new year.
Our dairy lab is going to be great. More people can go and rent that out to make, you know, cheese and ice cream or yogurt.
Companies of all sizes will also be able to put their products through focus groups and other specialized testing. One section is devoted to food safety. Scientists there are working to understand how the recent E. coli outbreak happened and how to prevent more in the future. You are listening to CPR News. It's nearly 5:06. Stay with us for more All Things Considered.